Yes, that's right. You're listening to RTU 98.5. This is the Burnt Breakfast Show, and I'm absolutely delighted to have my first guest of the day. Having just released a debut EP called Filter last Friday, it's amazing. I have the very, very talented Billie Jean on the line with me. Good morning.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good. Very good.
What's it like having the EP now? Is it a sense of relief or excitement or satisfaction? How are you feeling?
Yeah, I think all of those things. It's definitely a relief to have it all, finished and done, and like all of the things that you have to do to actually get it out there. It's good to have had that done. Yeah.
Now, did any of that surprise you? Because I feel like it's always, there's so many different like factors to a music release than one might realise. Have you ever been surprised by that?
Yeah, I think in the past, like last year, releasing videos and singles, I think that was surprising. Yeah, how much actually goes into it when you truly put effort into promotion and things like that.
It's not talked about enough, but you work so hard on that. Anyway, let's get to Filter. It's amazing, by the way. You should be very proud of it. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
What specifically would you like to know?
So tell me, like, was this like a long time coming, Filter, or did it kind of get compiled quite quickly?
It was a long time coming, really. Like, it was about 2 or 3 years.
And
not that I thought that I was making an EP, actually. I was just doing an exercise of writing how I normally would, and the difference was that I had a studio that I was able to go to and record stuff and, you know, play around with the never-ending amount of sounds digitally. And, you know, collaborating as well. And then it kind of got to a point where it was like, well, we've got actually quite a few songs here. Maybe I'll do an EP. So, yeah, I wasn't necessarily working towards anything. I was more working towards the process of writing and recording and writing and recording. And
yeah, right, right.
This thing was a good exercise as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fun, actually. It's a nice wee surprise, almost. Yes. Now, when your creative process, do you, like, really, know what you want the finished product to sound like? Or are you very kind of flexible and lenient on that?
Yes and no. I can hear it as I go, what I want.
Yeah, right, right.
And sometimes I do have sort of an end vision and it might go its own way. But generally the songs take me where they want to go. But I know what it sounds like when I've made a decision that, yeah, it doesn't fit. Or
yeah, right.
Yeah.
So now this is out. What's next? Are you going to do a tour? Are you making more music? Or is this all super secret and I can't know yet?
It's kind of a secret to me too. Well, I'm not going to tour at this stage. I'm working on a bit of a show in the Māori New Year, so after Matariki.
Oh, fantastic.
And I'm working at sort of deconstructing how I approach performance, live performance. I'm looking into more performance art stuff in relation to my music and how I deliver it live. So that's the live stuff, but I am looking at keeping recording. I'm already writing the next EP. There's another song coming out in sometime around June, July that has funding from New Zealand on Air with a video. So that will be part of an next EP. In my mind, a series of EPs sounds great. It sounds like a series of short stories as opposed to looking at a big novel like an album. So, yeah.
Wow, you are really busy. You're doing lots. Now, tell me, really interesting you brought up like the performance side of things, because like this EP, you can just listen to it and you can almost imagine like quite the incredible performance actually taking place for some of these numbers. How much does making the music make you think, oh yeah, I really want to like add some performance to this?
Yeah, for sure. It's because of the storytelling. I want to be able to, tell those stories live in character rather than just, okay, I'll put a mic up there, I'll walk up and I'll sing into the mic and then I'll step off the stage. I want to kind of critique that a bit more and, really get into some, particularly with one of my friends, Juanita Heppe, who's a good performer, theatre performer, that kind of thing. And just really, workshop it, I guess, and see what comes out.
Totally.
Perform the stories, the stories. Storytelling and performance,
It must be. Do you quite enjoy that journey of not knowing what you're doing and then kind of discovering that along the way? Do you kind of enjoy the umming and the ahhing of it all?
Oh, that is it. That is why I do it. It's the excitement of the creating and the journey that it takes me. The release is amazing, but nothing compares to the journey of the creation and creating it as I go.
Yeah.
It just spins my wheels, like from the studio to from the notebook to the studio, the whole thing of the decisions of creating and listening and recreating and that whole thing. It's just magic.
Oh my God, you're cool. Right, my final question. This EP, where can people listen to it?
It's been distributed by DistroKids, so it's on all of the kind of main ones that I know of, like, YouTube and Spotify and iTunes and Deezer and a whole bunch of other ones that I don't really know a lot about.
I love the honesty.
But, which I can't recall their names right now. But I did have a bit of a look into them and think, wow, what are these little platforms of music?
I know, there's quite a lot now, actually. It always surprises me.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of little out-of-it ones. But so most of it you can find it on most of those little platforms and on.
Great. Oh, fantastic. It sounds easy enough to find. There's no excuses, really. Billy, it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You are so, so goddamn cool. You are just such an inspiration. So thank you so much. And this EP is just amazing. You should be so proud of yourself. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Look, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Nor could you see for you. The pleasure's all mine.
Have a fantastic day.
You too. You too.
And that is the amazing Billie Jean talking about her debut EP, Filter, which is out now. And I'm going to play the name track from this EP. Another one you might have heard on the playlist a couple of times, Running Amok, is also on this EP, I believe, and is another great song. Anyway, here is Filter by Billie Jean. Enjoy.
Face down,
face down,
face down,
face down
in the mainstream.
breathe out. And all the sin and all the things I need to buy and places that I need to be, I think about America. America. And I remember all the things you said to me and did to me and how I felt and what I should have said and all of my regrets, and I just wanna. Streaming the voices in my head and on the screen are screaming, see me, hear me, like me, love me. And all my sids and all my takes and all my fits and likes and shares and fresh new kicks. In my lungs, in my hips, in my heels, in my breath.